Better late than never. That's what the people in Indiana are saying about direct access as they celebrate a victory, a legislative victory. One of the people behind it will be here to talk to us and tell us more about it, Mr. Shane Summers, when we come back for the next episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Joining us on the line today is the president of the Indiana chapter of the American Physical Therapy Association, Shane Summers, physical therapist, director at Hendricks Regional Health. This must be a good day for you, Shane, huh?
It's a very good day. It's very exciting.
Yeah. Now, we're recording this in June, but coming up July 1st, Indiana will join really the rest of the world, it feels like, will join the modern world in becoming a direct access state for physical therapy. Congratulations, but tell us a little bit about what that means.
Well, that means the currently in the state of Indiana, well, not currently, but as of July 1 in the state of Indiana, patients can self-refer themselves to physical therapy. They will no longer need a doctor's referral to seek out the services of a physical therapist. That is in effect for 24 days, so once care is initiated, they can receive 24 days of treatment until they will need to get a referral from a physician.
Yeah.
The two other carve-outs basically are if a therapist is wanting to perform spinal manipulation, they will need a referral from a physician, or if they want to do sharp debridement for wound care, they will also need a referral.
Okay. And is that fairly normal to have those two carve-outs? Was that a big compromise for some specific, stakeholder? How'd those two come out, or is that normal?
Well, it's compromise is normal in any kind of legislative process, and Pauline Flesch was our legislative chair and been our legislative chair kind of behind this for many years, and it was something we kind of had to move forward with, and we agreed upon that as a chapter. We knew we didn't want to give up the ability to manipulate, that is really within our scope of practice. This also validates that we do, in fact, do manipulations and is a part of our scope of practice. Basically, each one was, I would say a compromise. The 24 days, originally we had it at 30 days for the State Medical Association. We agreed to reduce that to 24. Spinal manipulation was a big contention between ourselves and the chiropractors. They wanted us to totally not be able to manipulate. When the legislators saw that, we were willing to compromise and say, hey, we would continue to need a referral for spinal manipulation, that was definitely showed that we were willing to compromise and move towards the middle, and it moved things forward. And then sharp debridement was an area of contention with the podiatrist, so that was another area that we felt was appropriate to compromise. It doesn't really change the way we currently practice, so we didn't lose anything. We gained a lot with pretty much everything except really those two areas. So,
and you mentioned Pauline Flesch. I want to give a big shout-out to her. I actually coincidentally ran into her at an event this past Saturday and got to get all the behind the scenes. Pauline Flesch, she is, as you said, the legislative chair for the Indiana chapter, has been a longtime supporter of the Indiana chapter of APTA, and she said this is really something that has taken, did she say over 15 years you guys have been working on this?
It has. This was kind of lucky year 13, and there's a long convoluted story with a lot of other things that hit the number 13, which was kind of an odd thing. But really, she's been a part of it, meaning aggressively part of the legislative committee for the past 13 years. And there's been times where we've been close. There's other times where we haven't been close. So you really never knew what was going to happen. The 1 year of the walkout of the legislature, of the Democrats as part of the legislature, we were moving very quickly then, and then everything, our bill kind of died, unfortunately, that year. So potentially 2 years ago we would have had this, but the way the legislative process works, it can be long and cumbersome. So she did the time that she's put into it and the things she's learned. And that, you know, I was on the legislative committee initially with her as well before I kind of took on this role as well. Just the time that she put into and what she's learned, I think she'll be she should be in line for a legislative seat soon because she's learned a lot about the process for sure.
Right.
So
maybe she could run for governor or something.
Yeah, exactly. I think that'd be beneficial for the therapy profession for sure. So
right, it would be great. So okay, so this Governor Pence will sign the legislation, or he has signed the legislation, but
he has signed it.
July 1st. Okay.
Yep, he signed it. He has signed it, and then yesterday we actually had a ceremonial signing where he signed it, and we were there and got pictures with him and that
great.
Kind of thing. So it was very exciting.
Yeah. So what does this mean then practically? On July 1st, how will the typical physical therapist life change in Indiana?
I don't think it's going to create a gigantic swell of patients who have been waiting to get in. You know, there won't be people waiting at our doors, but I think what it does, it really allows us to practice to the full extent of our licensure. And to what we've learned in our education is one thing. The second thing is it allows somebody who, you know, may want to speed up the process of not paying an extra copay or spending extra time to go see their physician can come directly to see a physical therapist for, you know, a physical therapy-related condition. So I think it'll give the patient another access point. I think it'll reduce costs. So I think that'll be important, I think, for the therapist. It just gives us another avenue to get patients and receive patients and really kind of benefit the population of Indiana.
Yeah, very good. Now, was Indiana literally the last state to grant this benefit to practicing physical therapists?
Yes. Now, there's a couple states where they have very limited practice, you know, referrals where they can only evaluate them or they only can evaluate certain conditions, but they still had some form of self-referral or direct access. Alabama got it late last year, so we were unfortunately the last one. So luckily we didn't go out and bet a lot of people on this or anything, and we would have lost a lot of money. So.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about – now, a lot of our listeners obviously all over the country, frankly, all over the world, and they are enjoying the benefits of direct access. But let's talk a little bit about how the national APTA might have assisted Indiana in gaining direct access.
Well, it's part of their initiative. It's part of their strategic plan to have direct access in all 50 states in some form. So that was important. So they were very much behind it then. They also allowed us to get grants. So we had grants to help fund some of the events that we did where we hosted either legislators. We had a PT advocacy day at our state house, which over 500 therapists showed up for, and we were able to provide lunch for the legislators, gave everybody a chance to meet their legislators, which I think just kind of really helps from a grassroots standpoint to help, you know, get to know those legislators. They get to know what our concerns are and our needs are. And I think, you know, they then, those therapists then became resources for those legislators. So it was a really good thing then. But they've been very supportive. They had folks, you know, fly out or drive in as needed to help assist us as needed, help create packets. So it was a really, you know, a gigantic team effort for sure.
So what's next then for the Indiana chapter? It seems like this has been front and center for so long, like you said, 13 years. This has been the focus for the entire chapter. Is there a need for the Indiana chapter anymore? I know, dumb question, but you know, what happens now?
Well, a lot of things. I think this kind of got a very large boulder rolling that we've been pushing on for many years. This year we also have continued competencies that were added in for the first time for our licensure, which basically requires therapists to acquire a certain number of CEUs to get their licensure, which I think helps. Obviously, direct access. You know, the next stages are, one, I think, term protection, so protecting the term of physical therapy. A lot of people might throw that around quite loosely, and there's some practitioners out there that shouldn't be using that aren't physical therapists is one initiative. I think another one is, well, now that we have direct access, not all insurance companies are on the board with, they still say that we need a referral from a physician before we can do what we need to. So I think that's another area which will be important. So we'll be meeting with insurance companies in the state or that might have limitations to kind of get us back into the mix with that. So I think those are important initiatives. I think reacting and responding to where healthcare goes in the upcoming years. I think a lot of people have ideas. I think a lot we're going to see, but we're trying to respond to that so that physical therapy is at the forefront as well. And then just the usual assisting members to better their practice, understand reimbursement, the ever-changing beast that it is. That's kind of, I guess, one of my initiatives is to really help us engage all the physical therapists. I would love to have every physical therapist be a member of our chapter, and I think it's important that we can present as a united front and find out what their needs are too. But the big thing is reacting to current healthcare reimbursement is the big one, and just kind of trying to lead. You know, whether it's in wellness or rehab or whatever it is, we need to be at the forefront of that from a physical therapy standpoint.
Yeah, and now you're director at Hendricks Regional Health, which is one of our larger hospitals in the Indianapolis area. What are your thoughts as far as physical therapy moving forward and just overall general, you know, any thoughts on how you think healthcare reform might change the way PTs are practicing on a daily basis?
I think it'll change. I think it'll change quite a bit. Right now healthcare is basically paid by doing procedures and not really as much outcomes focused. I think we'll be heading towards more outcomes focus and being paid for the outcomes that we provide and for the quality which we provide. So as opposed to getting paid for, you know, 12 visits, we'll be getting paid per condition and however many visits it takes for us to get them better, that's what we will get paid for. And we have to be efficient and, you know, really provide the highest level of care. So I think if we think that way and don't fight the change, you know, we can fight, but I don't know that fighting is necessarily a good thing. I think our current healthcare is unsustainable. I don't care which political party you believe in or are a part of. Healthcare is unsustainable at its current rate. And if you compare it to other countries or many other ways things are done, we could be a lot more efficient with that. So I think we need to really look at quality. We need to be providing and that we provide, and then being professional. I think we need to take the profession to the next level. I mean, we've evolved from, in a very short time, from bachelor's degrees to doctorates. So we have some folks coming out, you know, with doctorate levels now, and I think that's an important thing. We need to continue to push the profession as far as we can.
Yeah. All right. Very good, Shane. Thank you so much for joining us today on PT Talker. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for the opportunity. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we've been talking to Shane Summers. He's a director at Hendricks Regional Health, but I'll bet more important to him, well, probably doesn't pay as well, but he is also president of the Indiana chapter APTA and is the person that gets to enjoy the benefits of all the hard effort and labor over the last 13 years in Indiana, because Indiana has just been granted direct access by the governor of the state of Indiana. So I hope that's good news to everyone that might be listening. I want to remind you that it is free to sign up for PT Talker, where we bring you news and information, hopefully ideas that will help you to become a better physical therapist each and every week when we have experts join us on the show. So previous episodes are available at iTunes, and this is Jeff Worrell saying thanks for listening.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.